And you see, they were having all this Bismarck War, you know, at that time. And his family was rather pacifist, see. And they just could not think of their little 14-year-old who, at 15, I think, was going to have to go into service. And so they wanted him to have a better experience of living a little longer and so forth. And so they let him come because he had cousins who lived in Pennsylvania. And here he came to New York, got off the boat, had no idea where Pennsylvania was at 14.
Could he speak English?
He had learned a little bit. Oh, not much, but a little bit. But many of the people on the boat were other German immigrants. And some couple on the boat sort of took him under their wing. They were coming to Ohio. You know, Cincinnati was just the center of the German immigrant. Yes. And so they were coming to Cincinnati. And so he didn't know where Pennsylvania was, and so he'd wait and find his cousins later. And so he came to Cincinnati and got a job in a shoemaking, a cobbler shop. And so he stayed there and got married and went to, just grew up, and by the time he had grown up, well, the Civil War. And here he goes into the Civil War. He has had asthma all these years, and he comes down, and he's at Huntsville, Alabama. He's stationed there for a little while, and didn't have a bit of asthma while he was there. So he promised himself that when the war was over, he was going to come to this area. And then in the meantime, after he got back to Ohio, somehow he heard about this German colony in Coleman. And so he comes down here and brings his family. And my husband's father was two when they arrived in 1873.
Well, that is interesting to know that
but,
much.
But there's a little bit more to it than that that I think is the most exciting. He grew up here, the grandfather, the father did. He started the sawmill. But then his son, my husband's father, when he was, well, he had a grown daughter and wife and grown daughter, and they went on a trip. In the meantime, the grandfather has died, you know, his grandfather has died a long time ago. They went on a trip in 1915 out to the West Coast. I think there was some sort of a celebration, some sort of a centennial or a some kind of celebration. Anyway, they take this big trip, go on a trip with a lot of other people, you know, to a tour to the West Coast. And they go into one of the buildings where some sort of displays were. And when they look down to sign the register, as they often do have in those buildings, look down, there on the same page at the top was George Pennsylvania, not Philadelphia, but anyway, somewhere in Pennsylvania. Well, they know, they've heard, see, they've just heard this tale from the grandfather that he really came to look for this cousin. And his name was George. And so they copy down the address. Yes. And when they get home, they write. And lo and behold, it is the son, the George son of the George that he knew was there.
That's incredible.
And then every year, for a number of years, until I guess about 1930, when the parents died, either the Georges would come here or the Henry would go there to visit.
Isn't that?
I think that's just one of the great stories.
That's amazing to find them that way.
I have been keeping a lot. I've been doing a lot of things I know or have been told, stories like that for my children and grandchildren. Because, you know, they do get away.